Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, where I get all my game processed, and Kuby Sausage House, Air Force Air Guns, and the Minnebucket on Lake Fork. Well, folks, it's Luke here. You know, let's take this segment and let me just visit with you and share some outdoor opportunities here in the dead of winter. I know many of you know about all these things that's going on, but some of you may not. And in my writing career, and I've carried it on into radio, I've always been about connecting people with fun stuff to do. One fun thing to do, if you have not taken a deer this year, many ranches in Texas are under the MLD permits. You know, Texas Parks and Wildlife allows deer to be harvested right on through near the end of February. So, you know, that's an opportunity right there. If you haven't taken some venison for the freezer, well, you know, now's a good time to get out and get some. These old deer are still, the bucks are probably fattening up, recouping from the rut, you know. I know they are. And that's an opportunity for you. You can do a little searching around, find a good place to hunt. Axis deer, exotics, of course, you can hunt them year-round. Mike Ford up there at the Rio Rojo Rancho up in Red River County, my old stomping grounds where I was raised. Mike's got a good herd of axis deer. You can check him out online. Rio Rojo Rancho. RIORojoRANCHO. If you want to hunt a, you know, an axis deer. Now, okay, the white bass. I just, actually a week ago, I did some test creek fishing for white bass up at my buddy Jeff Rice's place, and caught a couple, but a week from now, something, it's about time for those white bass to pack in the creeks. Seth Vanover has told me on the Sabine River down around Longview, they were in there a while back. So if you like to catch creek fish, if you enjoy creek fishing, well, the white bass spawn is right on us. I mean, if it's not in your creek or the creek closest to you, if they're not there now, they're going to be within a week or two, more than likely. That's what I predict. Big blue catfish, my gosh, if you like to catch big blue catfish, trophy fish, now is the time of year. Tony Pennybaker tells me down there at Lake Tawakoni there, they've been catching some good ones. He don't just tell me. I'm on his Facebook page, and he posts some big ones every day. But you can also catch plenty of eater fish down there at Tawakoni, and not just Tawakoni. Lake Waco is another good lake. Richland Chambers. Chris Moody down there, guy down at Richland Chambers. I had him on a week or so ago, but he's catching lots of eater blues and channel cat down at Richland Chambers. So, you know, lots of good blue catfish lakes. Catfishing is good in the winter. Usually cut bait's what most of these guys are using. Let's see, what else? If you like to go striped bass fishing for stripers, old Bill Carey up there with Striper Express at Lake Texoma, a good person to contact. They're catching some, you know, maybe, I don't think they're catching the numbers that they did, say, a couple months ago, but they're catching some big ones, you know, some of the egg-laden females, because the stripers pretty soon are going to be running up that Washita and Red River, too. They need moving water for those eggs to hatch, you know. So striper fishing in the winter is a lot of fun. Tell you something else you can do right now is go to a preserve quail hunt. Hidden Lakes right up there at Lake Fork. Barnett up there. I was one of the first people to hunt with Cord's dad when he first opened up years ago, and now Hidden Lakes is an awesome place. Another place to hunt quail just out of Terrell, Texas, is Poetry Shooting Club up there. Walter Patton, that's a good place to go. It's not a lodge or anything, but it's, you know, if you like to go hunt quail to get your bird dogging out and working, that's a good place to go. Walter also has some great dogs, and he can guide you on a quail hunt. That's Poetry Shooting Club right out of Terrell, Texas, another place. So there's a lot of things to do right now. Hog hunting, my old-timers used to say, you know, dead of winter is hog-killing time. Well, here in Texas, we hunt them year-round. But if you want a good fat hog to eat, now is a perfect time. You know, they've been hitting these corn feeders for months now. And well, granted, they're wild hogs, but they're also corn-fattened wild hogs. A lot of people ask me, they know I'm a rabid hog hunter. They say, are those old hogs good to eat, Luke? And I always answer it like this. Well, sir or ma'am, if you were going to the sales barn, would you buy the oldest boar there to make pork chops out of? Oh, no, no. Same with wild hogs. I mean, you can make sausage and all out of the bigger, older boars. But the younger hogs, the smaller hogs, are obviously more tender and better eating to my way of thinking. I shoot very few big hogs. And to me, over 150 pounds is getting to be a big wild hog. I try to target hogs 150 or less. And if you can find a barren sow that's fat, you know, that's been eating well, that's some of the best. I call it game meat. I guess you could call a wild hog game. But to me, I love venison, but I'll tell you what, wild pork, if you cook it right, you got to understand wild pork is usually much drier, more dry than domestic, because as a rule, there are a lot less fat on a wild hog. But some of the best eating in the woods, if you you know, take care of the meat good and know how to cook it. Wild pork is really excellent meat. A lot of us, too, are looking ahead just, a couple months to spring turkey season. Yeah, it's not that long. And as popular as turkey hunting has become in the last 10 years, it's best to make sure you have a place to hunt. If you don't have a lease, I'm going to tell you about a good place to call ahead of time. I think Randy Douglas up on the Dale River Ranch charges something like $250 a day, if I'm not mistaken, on the turkey hunts. I think that's right. Probably the best deal, best bargain, or best value that I know of on turkey hunting. But it's right there. The Dale River Ranch is right there on the Brazos River. It's right there about five miles out of Palo Pinto, the little town of Palo Pinto. And there's a nice lodge there, but you know, if you have a group, you want to get a few guys together, you can rent the lodge and hunt right there. Randy will stay with you, put you in the good spots where the turkeys, where the gobblers are gobbling, and help you be successful. So to learn more about that or to plan ahead, DaleRiverRanch.com. Another good place is Ranger Creek Ranch out in Knox County. It's a little farther out there. Rennell Scott, a longtime friend of mine that owns the ranch. You can go to rangercreekranch.com and check in on the turkey hunting possibilities, opportunities out there. I will tell you this, regardless where you're going to hunt, unless you're hunting your own property or your own lease, do plan ahead, because, like I say, turkey hunting spots fill up quick. It's become a really, really popular sport, you know, this day and time. Folks, we're out of time for our show. I want to thank all of our guests. I had a great time visiting with them. The name of our show is Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends, and Friends is what we had on the show today. Just a good visit, an outdoor visit. Remember, you can always contact me at catfishradio.org. Folks, this segment was brought to us by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Tribe, 44,000 acres of prime hunting country up there. I would like you to check it out online, choctawhuntinglodge.com. Lots of good hog hunting during the off season, eastern turkey during the spring season, ram hunts throughout the year. It's an awesome place to go and hunt. Also brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Air Force Air Guns, which is the maker of the Texan, the 45 caliber Texan that I've used the last couple of years to harvest nice whitetail bucks here in Texas during the newly appointed season that began a couple of 3 years ago. Used the Texan for a lot of other hunting too, with wild hogs, killed a ton of them and some exotics. So check out the Texan and all the fine air rifles there, airforceairguns.com. And folks, to contact me, and I wish you would, through the radio website, catfishradio.org. Take a minute and send me an email. My email address is there under Contact Luke. You may want to be a guest or just share some information with me. Again, that's catfishradio.org.